Gasoline prices climbed in 2021, and if Gas Buddy is correct, they're going to keep going up this year. Patrick DeHaan is with us now. He's Gas Buddy, head of petroleum analysis. Patrick, it's good to see you. You guys are looking for what, $4 a gallon gas by Memorial Day. What do you think is, what's going to be the main driving factor behind this?
Well, I think a lot of what we're expecting is a continuation of what we saw early on in the pandemic, and I should say in 2021, demand surging as the nation recovers from COVID-19. Global oil demand continues to recover. Now, we are in the midst of Omicron, but so far it's less severe. And so countries in the months ahead, as cases eventually subside, will likely turn back to oil. We'll likely see oil demand accelerate. At the same time, oil supply has been playing a game of catch up really since last summer when demand came roaring back. And so supply is chasing demand. It won't quite catch up this year until the latter half of the year. And in the interim, the first 6 months of the year, we could see that national average eclipse that $4 a gallon mark as oil prices are likely to rally in the spring.
Now, I remember $5 gas from the prior financial crisis, so going back to 2008, I think. But that was when inflation wasn't rearing its ugly head quite the way it is this time around. I'm just wondering, adjusted for purchasing power, how high are current gas prices versus their historical norm?
Definitely not as high when you put it into context. I mean, 2008's national average hit about $4.11 a gallon. That would mean that today we'd have to go well beyond that, probably closer to $4.50 to set a inflation adjusted record. So as you mentioned, I mean, we're probably not likely to set inflation adjusted records, but in the mind of many Americans who haven't seen prices spend much time nationally above that $4 mark, I still think it's going to be a very significant year to see that psychological level breached for the first time in potentially 13 years.
And as we look at this average U.S. household spending on gas, what is that's the absolute number. What about in terms of percentage, you know, sort of share of household spending that gets spent on gasoline?
Well, certainly it's been a very sharp rebound, especially if you were to add 2020 in when we spent obviously far less. And not only that, but we commuted far less. So, you know, it's been a very sharp increase from 2020 to 2021 and now in 2022. A higher percentage is being eaten away by high fuel expenses. Of course, that percentage depends on where you are. States like Illinois and California, New York, that generally have high prices, consumers there spend less than 5% of their income on fuel. But some of the states in the South, Alabama and Mississippi, some areas, some cities spend over 10%, even approaching 15% of their annual income on fuel. And this is going to be another year in which some of those numbers really start to climb.
And Patrick, I'm also curious, at what point do we start to see pushback from consumers traditionally, so-called demand destruction, where people are consciously driving less as they see these prices go higher?
Well, I think you certainly could see that in the year ahead. We didn't see that a whole lot in 2021 simply because Americans were so sick of COVID that I don't think any high price would have really kept people off the road from celebrating summer for the first time in, 2 years? So I think this year there's going to be more price sensitivity because so many Americans did get out last year. But I think that cry of many Americans will probably be $4 a gallon. I mean, we're already used to $3. We're seeing it in most states and have in most states. The next psychological barrier will be that $4 a gallon mark. And keep in mind, in California, it could be the $5 barrier mark.
And just thinking about these high prices, we're coming off the holiday season. I don't think anybody said, okay, gas prices are too high. I'm just going to not drive to grandma's house this year. But now that we're in January and maybe there's not so much mandatory driving around, when do we see the next potential crunch? Is that the summer drive time season, or is there some little pocket maybe around spring break where we could also see prices kind of get jacked?
Well, you'll really start to see prices accelerate at some point, probably in March. It will coincide with refinery maintenance. If there's any unexpected refinery kinks, that could be the catalyst that starts the trajectory higher. And keep in mind, we're talking about less refinery capacity than we had pre-COVID. So that could be a sticking point. And we also transitioned to summer gasoline. So January and February, probably the calm before the storm. Then prices really will likely accelerate starting in March, and that could last really through Memorial Day weekend or even June before we start to see some relief in the second half of the summer.
Hey, Patrick, finally, I'm curious about the interplay between these higher gasoline prices and car buying and the choices that people make. In other words, in the past, when we've seen prices go up, that has driven some demand to hybrid vehicles, for example. Now we have a lot more choice in terms of hybrid and electric vehicles than the last time that we saw gas at these elevated levels. So do you expect to really see this drive a big migration on that front?
I would. It takes Americans about a year, maybe 2 years, for them to adjust to whatever the current gas prices are, especially in 2020 when we saw a very low gas prices. Americans aren't yet in this mindset that prices have been very high for very long. And it takes high gas prices at least a couple of years to start changing that mindset. So as we enter this year ahead, it will be the second year of high gas prices. And that's right around where you start to see more Americans say, okay, I'm going to start looking at EVs more seriously. But again, it's going to take higher prices for more of that thinking, more of that move to EVs to accelerate.
All right, Patrick, thanks so much. Good to catch up with you. Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy, head of petroleum analysis, even though he's sharing with us some scary forecasts for those gasoline numbers. Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it.